Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you're hearing this, you're cool as fuck because you've made it or jumped through yet another hoop. I've made you jump through to get this exclusive Bubba content. And thank you and welcome to our exclusive Tuesday only podcast. Whoop, whoop. We will resume normal after show. Well, I don't know, Blitz. I guess we really haven't made a decision as to whether we're going to keep doing this until we're back on Twitch, or we were just going to keep doing this until the end of the month. I didn't know which one we had decided on.
So we had talked yesterday morning, and you said as of yesterday, today and tomorrow, which means yesterday and today, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I believe, back on YouTube after, okay, after shows.
Now
we can do whatever.
But we can keep doing that. But it seems like those numbers are kind of handling themselves volume wise because we're giving them the 4 hour Willie. So
yes,
we could use that opportunity to pad up the podcast and not, and you know, maybe be a little ahead going into March. Because it looks like what, maybe, so we'd have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday. Because it's looking like we might be back, I guess, tentatively, maybe next Tuesday morning on Twitch.
That's the, yeah, I mean, if everything goes as planned.
Right. I mean, I don't know, has Twitch ever said, we've looked at your review and we think we're going to give you 2 more fucking weeks.
Yeah, not that I know of, but like sometimes it's a matter of like timing as far as like, right, hey, you know, it's been 2 weeks, but not to the minutes.
But maybe. It was Monday afternoon when you got the notice.
Correct.
So if you go Monday afternoon, then Tuesday morning we should be good. That's our understanding of it. So my vote is we just keep podcasting and all the ancillary show, or not Kevin's Law tonight, but you know, but everything other, every that we keep doing the after show as a podcast until we resume Twitch, and then at that point we resume the after show over on Facebook and YouTube.
We can do that.
Yeah. I got a second from Blitz, which should make it law, but can I get a third from you?
I got
you?
A third.
Okay.
For yep, third.
And Anna, you don't really matter.
What about Blummel? Because it's nice to be able to have like fan interaction.
How do you? Well, you know what? How about we do Blummel after show? I mean Blummel scene. Blummel. We do Blummel on Facebook,
live?
YouTube. Yeah, Blummel live.
Yeah, okay.
We'll just call that live.
Sports show too.
Yeah, you probably need interaction. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, we are
right,
actually.
So hold on.
Brian, we don't really listen. Need listen. Interaction. He talks enough.
Listen.
Listen, Linda.
Listen, Linda. Listen, listen. Here's the official, and then I'll hopefully get a. Here's my Bubba Law prop. Proposition, Blitz, you can give me a second or
okay,
not.
All right.
Today, well, obviously this show. Tomorrow's show. Thursday's show. And Monday's show are all podcast after shows.
Okay.
The sports show is live and Blummel is live.
And Kevin's show.
And Kevin's show is live.
Second.
There we go. It's
third.
Law. It's law.
Yep. All right. Cool.
I don't matter.
Boom. Well, you could matter if we came to a filibuster.
Okay.
But
I mean,
you know,
actually,
as soon as I get,
well,
at the end of the day, I don't even really need Lummy's third. As soon as I get a Blitz second, it's fucking law.
Mm-hmm.
It's law.
You just want to make me feel special. Thank
I
you.
I do want to. I'm just throwing you a little.
He's hoping
bone.
You'd make another point.
Yes.
I'm actually going to ask you to load some fencing stuff for me by Friday, if you could, please.
Of course. Anything for you.
Okay, my love. Thank you.
Dang.
All that fencing shit in the back. I'm going to see if I can. You can put it in the merch cricks truck.
Now, I asked Wolf about that.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
I did that on Sunday.
And what did you say?
I said, hey, I took a picture of it, and I said, hey, would this work for Bubba's track? And I brought my measuring tape, and I was going to measure it for him today.
Really? What'd he say?
Well, I need to measure it today. Mm. He said measure it up and we'll see.
Because it might not be big enough.
Yeah.
Well, if it's 12 feet.
No, the problem is I think the stuff at your track is a bigger thickness.
Oh.
It's a wider piece of pipe.
But it might be long enough for the upper rails, for the overhang.
It might be. I think the upper rails might even be bigger.
Mm. Well, anyway, nonetheless, measure
whatever.
It, Lummy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see it today.
Now, Lum, yes. Can we get an estimate?
I talked to WePave.
And what do you say?
Let me put my phone because he sent another message. I don't think he's going to be able to do it.
Why?
He said that's a pretty big undertaking. I can't work out of town for that long.
I thought it would just be like a weekend deal.
He said he's having trouble finding workers right now, and he's doing a lot of stuff by himself.
Oh.
So he said that he'll try to help maybe get someone local.
Okay. I'm not looking for anything for free. Like
I told him. I said, can you give us a quote? That's how I asked him.
Yeah, I'm looking for a quote
on repaving this part. And he just said
repaving that part.
Well, then can you re-ask him and say, hey, if what do you think somebody else would charge?
He did. He gave me that one.
You got that number?
Yeah, I didn't know if you want me to tell you on air.
No, I don't. I want you to text it to me.
Okay. I will tell you
what he thought that might be.
Yeah, this is what he said.
Now, mind you, I'm not paying for this. I mean, I'm asking my landlords to pay for this.
Right.
Yeah, he said this is what he thinks someone would charge locally.
Yeah, hold on.
I just sent you a text.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That much?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to know how much.
I'm gonna send it to you right now.
Oh, I just told Bets.
Are you? To be honest, I thought it'd be more than that.
Man.
Yeah.
That would be to lay down all brand new. Like, you know, and it would be, you know.
I think him ripping it up.
Yeah, grinding.
It's him pretty much taking it up and then putting it down. So he'd have to bring like two, three different types of equipment.
So what's the process? You rip it up and then you lay new? You just don't lay new on top of the old?
Mm-mm.
No.
You don't?
If it's not so bad, they can grind like big stuff down.
And
but...
he tried to do that here with certain spots.
Kinda,
I know certain spots, but.
And yeah. It helped. Like when he did it before, remember that we used to have like that big
hole.
Yeah, that big hole and like that's all fixed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is. But I mean, it's still not smooth enough to be, anything
and
that you could play
be.
On.
So for him, and he sent me like the picture of the building and he like marked it out the spot that he would have to. Cut out pretty much the whole thing and redo it. So
well, now hold on. Now I don't want it past like the. It's literally just the imprint of the building, the very front part of the building. Like not even over by the gate. Like it would the new stuff would stop at the gate.
Yeah, I sent you a picture of what he said that they would probably quote. Just now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what that's the cost.
Yeah, that's the area in question.
Yep. And that's how much it would cost.
For real?
Yeah. If someone else did it locally.
Wow.
You want to get in the asphalt business?
No, I don't. I just want to get in the asphalt. I have a friend business. and so Goshuk can't do it?
It's pretty hard for him right now. He said with the whole hurricane,
he's probably got so much business down there that he can't even get up here to do it.
He can't get enough workers.
Right.
So he's doing it himself right now.
Now, can we do it ourselves? Can I get a machine from Sunbelt? and you
get the Get First crew out of here?
What?
I Blitz.
That's a pretty big project.
Well, hold on, Blitz. I know that they hook the asphalt eater up. It's a skid steer attachment. I mm-hmm. know that, and I'm as good on a skid steer as the next guy is. It's probably a lot like my Harley rake is at the track.
Right.
I'm assuming Blitz. It's something similar to that. And you've seen my Harley rake on the track.
Of course, yeah.
So. I mean, Lummy, maybe if you can find me a YouTube video.
I'm looking at it right now.
Like, and how it, like,
yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, if we had it prepped, you know, obviously we can't lay the hot asphalt down. That's going to have to be from an asphalt company, you know, obviously, because I don't think we can fucking lay asphalt. But maybe the prep, the grinding it all up and shit like that, you know, I don't know what that entails. I really don't. Maybe we could get him on the phone and he could tell me, like, you know, But let me, you trying to find me a video?
Yeah, I'm trying to
look on the deal. So Blitz, do they basically grind all this up and then use the, and then maybe kind of pack it or rake it out?
Honestly, I don't know, but I think they break it up and get rid of it and bring it all new in.
Oh.
I think. Unless it's like a big job site, then they might regrind it and stuff, but I don't think a small site, it makes sense to do that.
I'm
completely guessing, by the way.
Let me send anything my way?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
And this is just like obviously like a little asphalt driveway.
Yeah, but that, you know.
Yeah, because it's a smaller thing. So.
All right, hold on here. Let me turn this up a little bit. I mean. All right, let me watch this again now. Hold on.
Free.
We're on podcasting, right, Blitz? I mean,
yeah,
like,
no,
really
I know.
Funny.
But this music is royalty free.
It is royalty free music.
Well, it sounds like it anyway.
No, trust me, it is.
Let me know. He's right. An expert.
Yes, I actually am.
So yeah, so they're hauling all that away. So yeah, they don't reuse that.
So they just break it all up with like Blitz looks like a couple forks.
Yeah,
couple forks on the deal. All right, so they get all that out. And then I have Lummy load all that up in a big haul, you know, dump trailer. Lummy actually puts it in the dumpster. Lummy has every fucking dumpster
it's
around.
It's a 3-year process because he can only do a little bit at a time.
Right. All right. So hold on. Now he is. What now? Is that just a straight? Yeah. Now he's got a
bucket.
Well,
he's picking it all up. Yeah.
He's got a bucket.
They've got two. They've got two dump trucks. They've got two Bobcats out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we just get a Bobcat and just fucking roll it right on the road and throw it in the fucking dumpster, right?
Yeah, or next door in the woods.
Just put it in that fucking in the woods.
All right, so they get all that up. I understand all that. Yeah. I understand all that.
So right now we need what, a Bobcat and a dump truck?
Yeah.
Which we can get.
All right, hold on.
I really think if you put it next door, whatever.
No.
We just pile it up over in the back over there.
I would.
We would help.
Honestly, I would.
Blitz, I'm telling you, you know what we should do? Just dump it over the wall.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. But go around and put it. You know, put it right there, right up next to the wall.
Yeah, but hold on. Move my smart car. You know, and drive down there and just dump it over the wall.
Well,
back
here's
there.
The thing though. You don't want to put it right next to the wall because then people can use that as like stairs to get over our wall.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
All right, so they're getting it all out now. Let me now they're down to the bare dirt, right?
Yep,
now yeah. I got to think that they got to probably somehow level
it. Yeah,
yeah, they're going to grade it.
A roller, what's those things called?
No, he's just back blading it.
Mm-hmm.
He's just back blading. That's just probably to rough it in. He's just going to rough it in this way, back blade Willie. Now I think maybe this is where you bring Red and get a survey on the deal, right?
You can see the steamrollers over to the left there.
Oh, the steamroller.
There's two of them.
The steamroller.
That's why I said steamroller.
Yeah, this looks like something. Yeah, we.
Looks like that's like an official crew.
Oh, now they're going deeper.
Oh yeah, we don't need that though.
Yeah, we don't need that. I mean, they're going like.
Well,
we're not going to go to the where cars drive in, right?
No, we're not doing. We're just doing that same.
Yeah.
That same spot that he. It's exactly what we want to do.
Yeah,
they're still just leveling it out.
There's the roller.
There's a steamroller.
Yep.
Which
two
there
of
is,
them.
And by the way, do you ever notice, Blitz, that they're we call them steamrollers even though there's no steam involved? But listen, it doesn't. You call them a steamroller,
yeah.
Even though there's no steam involved. They're probably vibratory too. They probably vibrate. I used to have one of those for the track. They can pack a track like you wouldn't believe. Let me. Looks like they got a big hill right here. They gotta get over, doesn't it?
Yep.
And now, okay, now they're putting in more material.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, probably filling in the low spots for the steamroller.
Yeah. And it must be nice to have like real soil.
It is nice soil, isn't it? Instead of sand.
Wow.
Oh, no, hold on. I think they're doing the guys across the streets too.
And next door to the right.
Well, Papa, we could probably do all the neighbors. We got all this equipment.
Yeah. Charge them all as more, and then we get.
Yeah, like if ours is $7,500, theirs would be 12 or 15
yeah.
grand.
Yeah, yeah.
15 grand. And then that pays for ours.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this guy here. Let me think you think you'd be qualified enough to drive?
Oh, 100%, Bubba.
Oh, please.
Give me a couple of drinks, and I'll just go.
Give me
back
a
and
couple
forth.
Drinks and a steamroller, and you'll go right through the fucking front door, Lummy. I swear to God, you will.
But guess what? That dirt will be flat.
Yeah. End up in a ditch like you did at Barb.
Shut up. I was drugged.
I now want to see how they. Okay,
there's
now
the,
see, this is where the
paver machine.
Yeah, this is where the rubber meets the road right here. To me, Blitz, it looks like they got some grooves in there. Like, see?
Yeah,
see?
But it doesn't, I mean, it won't matter.
That just fill in? You got to fill the hopper full of. And then there's the brand new asphalt. Yeah, fuck it. Our asphalt's good enough. And that's just a little ass driveway. Our place is about double that.
Oh, at least.
Right?
Yeah, at least.
Oh, and then they bring the steamroller on the asphalt too?
Yeah, pack it down.
Do they put two layers of asphalt down or
just
the one?
Just one.
One,
yeah.
All right, let me see here.
Just fast. Doing Betty across the street.
I will tell you. I mean, not Anna won't be able to appreciate it, but that's a nice looking fucking driveway.
That is.
Is it not?
Yeah, can listeners.
Fuck off, Anna.
Sorry.
they are satisfied the fact
what
that
you
we're...
guys listened to on the fucking Bubba podcast today. Oh, Bubba watched a video about paving a fucking driveway.
Yeah, it was the worst one ever.
It was amazing.
Oh, shit.
That was just a warm up.
Listen, yeah, this is for a pickleball fucking.
Yeah,
thing, yeah, we're not.
This. The fastest growing sport in the world.
Day since they did the asphalt and asphalt, you have to have a dry, hard packed surface.
Yeah, Anna, we're not gonna. I mean, we're not.
You have to have a dry, hard packed surface.
We sent a message when I said, "Hey, what if we just get some equipment from Sunbelt? Will you help us?" He put. I don't recommend doing it without experience.
Yeah. I mean, right.
The tearing up part we could probably do, but I mean, I don't know how much cost is involved in that.
Yeah, and that's about all we could probably do.
Yes.
Is tear it up, and I don't even know that we could really even fucking efficiently haul it away with what we got. We'd have to hire a dump truck.
I am not joking. I would put it next door.
That's the first time I've.
Well, Blitz, it's not going to be hard for. It's not going to be hard. For the cops or for the city of Tampa to figure out where it came from.
When that day comes, then we'll get it moved. But until then, it'll sit there for 10 years. Who cares?
That is actually
we'll be
really
out of here
true
by then.
On that.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
What do you think they're building across the street?
A big warehouse.
Is that what they're building?
Yeah, it's not big enough for much else.
Like
I just hope it's not like a storage place.
I bet
behind
you.
Us.
You know what, Blitz? I guarantee it's going to be one of those fucking used store willies, and that
I
means everybody in
not.
Fucking.
I know everyone's.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not big enough for a hotel or anything.
I think it's gonna be just a warehouse.
Got a phone call. Hello,
podcast.
Bubba.
Yeah.
Let's go shop.
Hey, go shop. I just watched a video. This is pretty intense. I don't think that we could do any.
No,
of this
we're gonna
shit
do
ourselves.
It all ourselves. But thank you,
Bubba. I sent him a text and said, "Well, right now, Bubba's watching a YouTube video on how
yeah,
to do it."
Yeah, I was.
Wait, dude. Go Shuck, we appreciate you, but you know what? We watched a YouTube video. We're pros now.
Yeah. Go Shuck, it looks like there's a lot that could go wrong there, you know?
Yeah, there's a couple of things.
No, I think we determined that we could do the tear-out part, but that's literally it.
But hold on, Go Shuck. Is there no chance in hell that we can pave brand new, like just bring in that paving machine and just go over the top of what we got?
Problem is, if I remember right, you're pretty much up to level because it's already been overlaid.
Correct.
And you're going to end up getting water going in the building.
Oh.
That's all right. A little bit of water here and there. Rats can't swim.
I mean, we got flooding, but we don't got rats anymore because they're drowning out. I mean, so what if we're not, what if by some chance of God that we're not over level? And, you know, we got that one zillionth of an inch left, and we can, you know, put one zillionth of an inch of fresh, fresh asphalt. Can we do that?
You need at least 3/4 inch.
We don't.
Well, I'm saying, like, to get asphalt to stick and to get.
No, I know. I'm saying we don't have that.
Yeah, we don't have that. Fuck.
I mean, there's a chance you could get a skid steer and just pop the overlay that's on there off and then re-overlay it. But where I did that patch out in the middle there,
yeah.
There's something going on underneath that's making that sink. So,
Right.
You think we're on a sinkhole?
That would really need to be cut out and excavated to find out if there's just something that rotted away down there, like an old tree stump
or something. Yeah, big stump,
What do you think it is?
It's hard telling. A lot of times in parking lots, I'll see just like an old irrigation line just leaks just a little bit, and over time, it'll become
erode.
A four-foot crater.
I mean, we did have irrigation here.
I mean, could we have, like, one day, next thing you know, fucking Dan's Ferrari's in a big sinkhole?
Doubtful, but it's a possibility.
Yeah.
That or, like you said earlier, like a big tree will get cut down and those leave the stump and all that and it'll rot.
What if I said, fuck it, we're just going to go ahead and lay 3/4 of brand new asphalt on top of this old shit? What would happen?
Every time it rains, you're just going to get some water going in the front door.
Yeah, but what if we put sandbags? You know, every time it rains, we put sandbags in.
It's going to rain this weekend. Get the fucking sandbags in the front.
I've had people have me do that, and then they just go back after the fact, and they put a French drain in front of their door and run it to,
guys, I think there's water coming in through the Nash hole over there. Can someone patch the Nash hole?
Now, go, Chuck, what's this French drain that you speak of?
Oh, that's
like those little drains that go along your pool deck?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's similar to that, but a little bit bigger.
And Red could put in a French drain in fucking an hour.
Well, Bubba, the problem is that we'd have to dig a trench around to go have it go out to the front, though.
I'm going to have Red build me a Spanish drain.
You'd have to go across the parking lot to find fall somewhere.
So, Bubba, we'd have to do a French drain in front of the doors and then go
all the way out to the wall.
Out to the ditch.
Yeah, fuck it. We're fucked.
Where the dirt is along the wall.
Right, but they could go down.
That's true, too, yeah. Sorry.
And go, Shuck, you got so much fucking business, you can't even help us, and you can't even find workers that want to work, can you, buddy?
Man, it sucks so bad.
I mean,
my best guy quit, and now he's making less money, but he's doing an easier job, so.
And so, do you even have any, is it go, Shuck, singular?
Me and my little brother.
Boom, that's it.
Yep.
He's a nice guy, though.
No, I'm not saying his little brother kicks ass. I'm just saying you probably need a crew. You probably need four guys, and you really only got two.
A buddy of mine owns a paving company in Port Charlotte, and he runs a crew that has 12 guys on it.
Wow. And you got how many?
Just me and my brother.
Yeah.
I paved a road yesterday, actually.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you're still fucking grinding, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I got to.
I mean, you're still making it. And I thought I was good on the skid steer until I saw your stupid ass get on one. Man, you could backblade like a motherfucker.
Actually, that skid steer that you ran that you hit Colton's taillight with, I bought a new one since then.
Oh, I got it.
I bought a brand new one with AC cab.
Oh. You know what, though? The thing about it is I like the indoor cabs, but sometimes I can't get a feeling for what I'm doing because I feel like I'm in, like I kind of got to hear and feel it a little bit. Maybe that's stupid. I don't know.
I just got tired of breathing in dust all the time.
Yeah. And it is cool with air conditioning in July, and you can hear the radio, have a radio or Bluetooth or some kind of bullshit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think my parking lot. Now, if I saw the figures that you gave me. If I could get the landlord to pay for that, do you think I could get a local guy to do it for probably that amount?
Yeah, that's right exactly on both sides of what I would charge for that.
Yeah. And that would be done correct where a guy came in and tore it all up and then laid it in the right way.
Yep.
And it would be perfectly smooth so that I could do a pickleball court.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Usually on the pickleball courts, because I've had a guy reach out to me to start paving them down here. I don't want to touch them because it's really, really fine tuned. Like you got to be perfect.
They're super picky about it.
Yeah, but even
after you pave it, they go in and put a coating on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they put an epoxy coating on it.
Yeah, because it's got to have a certain surface.
Right. But again, I priced all that out, and it's not that much money. I mean, you can roll that on yourself. I mean, I get to get fresh crew out here for fucking on a Saturday, and we had that shit rolled out in no time.
Yeah, so, wait, Pave, you're saying that you're getting a lot of phone calls on pickleball. So it seems
why don't you be a pickleball guy?
Like I said, I have plenty of other work where the people aren't real picky. It's a parking lot, and they just
What you're saying is you got a lot of roughed in work that's way easier than some stupid uppity fuck that wants a perfectly symmetric pickleball deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What Pop-Pop, it seems like it's becoming very popular if he's getting phone calls on it.
Dad, he wants to rough in a driveway more than he wants to fuck with a pickleball
court.
Oh,
no, no. I was just saying with what you were saying.
Oh, it is
how popular.
It is very popular. Yeah, exactly, I mean, Blitz and Honor were being, you know, being not cool. They don't realize how fucking cool it really is.
Exactly.
I never said it wasn't cool.
It's super fucking cool.
You guys made fun of us.
Blitz, you missed it, man. There was this badass snow bobcat on TV, and I'd love to have one of those.
Mm. For what?
I don't know. I live in Indiana.
When it snowed in Ocala. Yeah.
Somebody said Los Angeles was under a winter advisory.
Sure was. Caviar Taco sent me pictures of snow outside of his window.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
God, when's the last time it snowed in L.A.?
I don't know.
Probably never. Anyway, look at that. Look how bad that fucking thing is.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That is badass. Anyway, go Chuck. Do you have some friends up here that you are reputable, like you would, you know, maybe give us their information that you would recommend?
The farthest I know of is Port Charlotte, and
he won't go that
far. I don't know that he would go to Tampa.
Yeah. If I find a place, I'll call you and let them know. Maybe maybe within the asphalting business, you'll know that they're either good or bad or something. I'll just, you know what? I'll give all the estimates I get to you, and then you'll be able to tell if I'm getting fucked or not.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, go Chuck.
All right.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
No problem.
Bye now.
We pave, we seal.
We pave, we seal. Go Chuck. What a great guy.
Yes.
I'm trying to get the landlord to pay for the front part of our parking lot, which looks, at the end of the day, it does need to be redone.
It all needs to be resurfaced.
It really does.
Yeah.
I mean, even if I didn't have one to put a pickleball court up front, it needs to be at least... The whole fucking thing needs to be done, but that's probably a $30,000 job.
Yeah, but do you think you could get him into pickleball?
What do you mean?
Like, get him in, like, interested in the pickleball. Maybe that, like, really get him wanted.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, but I don't want him running fucking over here playing pickleball.
You know, do we got enough room to put a pickleball court with a shuffleboard next to it?
Oh, shuffleboard's pretty good.
Shut
now,
up, Blitz.
All the seniors can hang out here.
It's not a seniors thing
it's
anymore.
Not. He's just a fucking dick is all he is. He didn't even realize how cool pickleball really is.
Brady put money into it.
What do you think about it? Like a bench outside? Like a picnic table deal with two benches on either side? You know, just to sit outside sometimes. Sometimes it's nice out there, and it'd be nice if there was a place to sit.
Yeah, bring your own chair.
There.
How about that?
I do bring my chair. But
we got a couple black folding
nice.
Chair. There's a couple black folding right, chairs right there. Right, fold it right out there, baby. Cross
there.
Your legs. Go fucking crazy. Get high.
Okay. Thanks.
Cross your legs and get high.
I mean, seriously. Right. The fuck, John?
Yeah, we don't need a We don't need.
What, you mean like a park bench, like the kind they have at parks, like they're permanent, like in the in the ground kind of deal?
Hold on, to be in the ground. Park
bench. I have two chairs in the back of my truck that I haven't.
You know what?
Dump yet.
Forget I said anything. Sorry.
I will put one of
back
them out
the
there for
ball.
You.
Well, they're aluminum. I'll take them.
Yeah, but yeah,
for some money.
Lummy, you should scrap those.
Well, yeah. I already lost six of them.
What?
Did they fall?
Well, no, they went in the other dumpster.
Oh, they were aluminum too. Yeah. Lummy, you should. Why didn't
Blitz,
you recycle them?
Fuck you. You're always about I'll recycle it, I'll recycle it, and you never do.
No, I said, Lummy, why don't you recycle them?
No, but like you've always been like, my brother's going to come, and you never does.
Well, I didn't know you were getting rid of those chairs.
Oh. Well, there's been a lot of shit that I was
like
getting.
Like what?
A lot of stuff that you're like, I'll recycle
stuff
that.
Stuff I'm taking home to my brother?
No, I don't know. Just whoever. I was so fucking tired of looking at those chairs. I've looked at those chairs, literally those chairs. I'm not kidding you. Those chairs are 20 years old.
I know.
And their webbing's all, it's just fucking straight Hilljack bullshit.
I know.
I was so
I'm just saying,
tired.
Lummy should have taken them to the scrapyard and got some extra
but
cash.
Oh, yeah,
there?
But I would have to clean them up. I'd have
no,
to
you
take,
don't.
Do you
no, you don't
take the fabric off anymore?
No.
Oh.
You get a little less, but who cares? It's less work.
Yeah.
Dirty aluminum.
What would a chair go for? Couple bucks? Two,
yeah,
$3?
A few dollars.
Yeah, right now it's $2,300 a ton for aluminum. See, I
what
remember
kind of,
when my
what
dad
kind of aluminum?
Well, the aluminum you don't. I mean, it's obviously
it's called dirty aluminum.
Well, it'd be there's different types, but
about tires, they paying for tires.
Tires, you got to pay for tires.
Oh,
yeah, you hide those, Bubba, underneath the palm tree branches.
Yeah, and then pretend like they're for the goats.
Yep.
You do what now?
Shut up, buds.
you bury them in the ground and pretend like they're for the goats.
No, you can't bury tires in the ground because tires.
Go dig those all up.
Well, no, not the ones. Those tires are obviously made as toys,
of course,
for the goats.
That's what
but
I'm saying.
Talking about like if you bury tires, like get an excavator and bury tires.
Oh, of course, that's why you got
to
burn them.
No, tires come to the surface. Did you know that?
Like caskets,
they do. Look it up. Tires. If you bury a tire. I don't like it's they will eventually.
I think you should ask Alexa.
Hey, Alexa, if you bury tires, do they eventually come to the surface?
From theoijunkie.com, depending on the depth in which you will bury it, they will eventually rise to the top in some year's time.
Fucking drop the mic, bitches. Yep. The reason why I know that, Blitz, is because I own a dirt track. And
you got tires popping up all
over
the place.
And the people that owned the dirt track before me, now mind you, my dirt track's been open since 1952.
I know, I saw the sign.
Yes, it's the oldest continually. It's the oldest still in business dirt track in the South. And so I don't know who the fuck what. I think there's been like maybe I don't know how many. Maybe 8 or 9 or 10 different people.
Back in the day, that's what people did. They would just bury their shit.
They would bury time. So in the back, when we first got the fucking place, I'm in the back, and I'm trying to make this go-kart track, and I look, and there's these little black humps stick, and I got a bulldozer.
Tom, what kind of tree are those right there? The black tree coming out of the ground?
Those are Hoosier trees.
I got Hoosier trees out back.
And so, all of a sudden, I got a bulldozer and I'm trying to get everything all scraped down and degrade, and I see like 50 of these black little. They look like little black turtles, and I'm like, what the? And they're over this probably 20 feet away from where I'd just been. And so I get out of the dozer and I'm like, what the fuck are these? What are they're tires? And so I got the excavator out, end up, looking into the deal. And somebody like 15, 20 years ago had buried tires about 10 to 15 feet deep. And over the years, I guess tires I don't know how they make it.
It says the methane in air gets into when you're burying it, and it rises.
Yeah, it's so, like a balloon.
Hey, Alexa, how deep do you have to bury tires so they won't make it to the surface?
I think it would depend on the ground.
From theoijunkie.com. In fact, if a tire is buried 5 feet, 5 meters, below the surface, it will, under normal conditions, of course, float to the surface in about 10 years.
That's 5 feet?
Well, she said 5 feet and then 5 meters, which is completely different.
Yeah, she's a dumb bitch. Okay, let's go to Lummy Bing.
Whoa.
All right, let me bing.
Let me bing. Tires will never stay buried. They will always float to the surface.
That's what, so Blitz, an old timer, came to me and said, this is why we don't bury tires at our track, that no matter how deep you bury them, they will eventually.
Yeah, I think it just depends on the ground and how deep and all. Like, you know, if it rains a lot, they're going to come up quicker.
Yeah.
Sand.
It says normally if a tire is buried 5 feet on a normal surface, it will take about 10 years to float.
Yeah. Well,
that's pretty, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's what?
That's a lot of movement.
That's 5 feet.
6 inches a year.
Yeah. It's the size of my cop.
A year.
So don't bury tires. Plus, it's a big fine, too.
Oh, yeah.
It is a huge fine. That tires are one of the most environmentally fucked up shit they got. And when you try to get, they charge you like $3 a tire. Is it three? Is it $2 or $3 a tire at the dump? I know it's a couple bucks.
I mean, I'm sure it's different everywhere. And don't forget too, you pay that fee when you buy the tires too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So they double fuck you?
Sure.
So you pay a disposal fee when you buy them.
Yes.
And then you pay a disposal fee when you actually dispose them.
Yep. If you go buy tires somewhere, like at a tire shop, they charge you the disposal fee as well.
Brad Unry, $10 cash PayPal.
$20. Yeah,
PayPal. I was looking up how much.
He just now sent it, by the way.
I was looking up the landfill on the tires, and there's some that are $5 to $10.
Now, I told Tom Bean that we should buy, but I think they're like $25,000, is that we should buy a tire chipping machine.
The shredder.
Yeah, for the parks.
And then you can sell that to like these playgrounds and a lot of it now the DOT will buy it because they mix it in with the road base now as well. What's a tire chipping machine? Hey Alexa, what does a tire shredder cost?
A top result is Int buying electric plastic shredder, recycling disintegrator, plastic crusher, grinding granulator, machine, heavy duty grinder. It's $1,699.
No, not for fucking plastic, for tires. Yes, Lemmy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it's gonna have to be commercial.
Of course, I would never look up anything different.
Home jobby.
No, this is a big one. $195,000.
How much?
No,
that's, I'm looking right now for what a big one.
Industrial but smaller, crappy one starts at about $8,000.
Bubba said he wanted a nice big one.
Well, I don't need... Blitz, could you send me the link of the one that you potentially are looking at?
And second. I'll send you my link.
Yeah, okay. So this is Lummix's one. And then I'm waiting for Blitz's.
Look at that.
I'll send you this one. Let's see.
I got more tires than I know what to fucking do with.
And you know what, Bubba? So it looks like
Blitz, is this one $15,000?
Yeah, but I mean that one looks decent, right?
Yeah, and that's all I need, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this one $8,000 right here.
Yeah, there. See ya.
Chopper.
Let me look at this one here. It even has a video on how it works. Here we go. Hold on.
Oh, good. That's great for the podcast.
Shut up.
Oh, you put a whole car in it, dude. Why don't we get one of those immediately?
For $8,000.
Yeah.
Oh, did you go in that?
Yes, Bubba, at your racetrack. Fucking last place gets shredded.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if you set this thing up in the infield?
Go.
And you'd be like, ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday night on the Bubba 50, the winner makes $5,000, but the loser gets his car put in the fucking shredder.
Yes.
Right?
Hell yeah.
And the guy's over there crying because it's his fucking pride and joy.
Mm-hmm.
Car shredder can't. Double shaft shred, but this is for cars.
No, I know. That's not the $8,000 one. I don't know what that one is.
See?
Well.
All right. Now, is this the $8,000 one right here? But when I click on the $8,000 one, oh, yeah, here. But
check the other pictures. I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like this is Alibaba. You can't buy anything from Alibaba.
Why not?
Have you ever bought anything from Alibaba?
I used to buy stuff from there all the time, but now I use AliExpress.
And it's all from China, right?
Correct. Well, it's not all from China, but pretty much. Like,
but do they? But do they really? But does it really? I mean, is it? I heard it was just a big fuck job.
But no. If you get this, you can sell the tire shreds for $200 to $300 a ton.
Now this is. Hold on. So this is the. This is a tire shredder. I gotta have all this space. Mm-hmm. I mean, Blitz, I gotta think that you can't have this machinery outside, can you?
I don't know. Why not? Probably don't want to leave it outside.
This is the $15,000 one.
See, like, that one is fine.
And then that's the byproduct right there.
Bags it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna sell bags of fucking used. The good thing,
$200 a ton.
Hold on, but the one thing you have to consider is this: these are regular tire shredders, which have to be much more industrial strength. Race car tires don't have any
steel
in them.
I know. That's why yours might be better for playgrounds. Yours is probably worth more, actually.
Yeah, race car tires only have two little rings where the beads are.
Okay.
Two little metal rings where the beads are. They're like literally like a coat hanger, mm-hmm. if not less. And so most tires are steel belted.
Right.
And those steel belts are
all over the thing.
Yeah. That's the casing of the tire. Whereas race car tires are cased in nylon. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. They use nylon.
They use nylon
to case race tires.
It's a lot cheaper. A
lot cheaper, and it is not nearly as dangerous.
Right.
So it looks like you would probably be at more of the $300-$400 range a ton.
What do you mean?
It's worth more.
That's how much they would pay for the racing tires.
Oh, here we go. Let me look, Blitz. Look at this.
Whoa.
Now, that's a tire. That's a tire shred machine. But it. What is it? What's the byproduct look like?
Probably shredded tires.
The 500 model double shaft industrial. Oh, that's metal tire shredder for recycling. $3,500.
There you go. Get it from China in 90 days.
Right there, Blitz. Look, I could put that right in the fucking.
Yeah.
The front.
I know, but like right there in the tech shed.
Hell yeah. Don't let Drunk Dave fall into it.
Oh, Drunk Dave.
One Eye Billy would lose his other eye.
Uh oh. No Eye Billy.
From One-Eyed Billy to No-Eyed Billy. Hey, did you hear what happened to One-Eyed Billy?
What happened?
He got into some type of tire deal.
Don't tell me.
And he's got no eyes now.
That motherfucker got no eyeballs.
It's No-Eyed Billy.
No-Eyed Billy.
Now, Lummy, so you're saying because I have the more pristine rubber,
yep.
I may be able to earn $900 a week recycling old tires for cash.
There
everything
you go.
Everything you need to know. Is this from you, Lummy, or is this from Blitz?
That's from me.
And what's it saying I need to do?
Pretty much you get a machine, get some tires, you go around, pick up people's tires because they got to get rid of them, and you can make $900 a week. And then you sell the rubber to the county, the state, or the city for the playgrounds. They use them in the roads now.
So, yeah, but the machine, you know.
It's all about the machine.
Check me out, guys. www.bubbarubber.com.
Bubbarubber.com.
I got my own rubber city.
Bubba's recycled rubber.
Yep. Watch out, Caesar. I'm coming for you.
Here's the deal. I mean, like, they pay you to take the tires.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they do.
I mean, they pay you a couple bucks per tire.
Mm-hmm. But. I mean, SOS Automotive, if he starts giving you some tires, you got to race, you know, I mean.
Yeah, but I don't have, I mean.
Bubba rubber.
Here we go.
We can install it here. Just
plastic double shaft shredder.
That's so hot.
That wouldn't be what I needed.
No, you need a big one, Bubba.
I need a big one.
Right there. That one right there. That blue one.
This one right here?
50,000. Oh, yeah.
I can't afford any of this shit.
Yeah, but you're going to be out there making $900 a week, buddy. You're going to be
900
rich.
A week fucking working like a goddamn
Jamaican. Dan would write you a check instantly.
Yep.
For what?
The rubber machine.
No, he wouldn't. I'm not going to ask Dan for that.
What do you mean? He'll put it in the back of his carriage house.
Hold on. Scrap metal shredder for sale, rubber recycling machine, shredder machine. Let's see if this is
I wonder if any local government agencies are getting rid of one of these.
Oh, good point, Blitz. All right, get ready.
Blitz, look at this thing.
Hell yeah.
Looks like a big fucking...
Sure does look like a big fucking...
Hold on.
There we go.
Let's see. You stick that tire in there.
Out your hand, bro.
Oh, my God. And then it comes out like that.
That's perfect.
This is a nightmare.
What a dumbass. Why wouldn't they put something underneath that?
Why not? Just you're gonna scoop it up with a skid steer anywhere.
Or shovel it up.
Now, Blitz, I always thought that it needed to be finer than that, or does it not?
If you're gonna use it for like playgrounds, it does.
But for like roads or
for roads, that's good.
And what some of these are too is a shredder, just so that like they can load a 18 wheeler and take it to an actual recycling plant.
Oh,
you know, because
so
that way it doesn't take up
like
much space.
Like this would be the pre-shred.
Yeah, that's just to shred it so it doesn't take up a lot of space. Because tires take up a lot of space.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Right, but I mean, you shred it down, it doesn't take up that much. Hmm. So they do a rough shred so they can haul it better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that way you're not hauling air.
And if I was getting, you know, $2-3 a tire... Lummy, you could just be my tire schlepper. Will you go to like after work?
Of
I have this big trailer.
Do they check where it's going? Because I mean that's a good business.
What do you mean?
You get like $3 a tire. You shred it like that and just take it somewhere and dump it.
Next door.
Oh, you're saying like
big a hole?
Don't even sell it.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't you sell it?
Yeah.
Well, because like that machine that did the rough chop, you probably can't sell that.
Yeah, you got to get the fine one.
Yeah, that's probably a pain in the ass. Then you got to, you know, separate the fucking chaff from the good shit.
Let's see what this thing, what's the byproduct of this?
Probably the same.
Yeah. You need American made.
It's a rough.
Yeah, that's even rougher. Yeah.
That's just for shipping, I think.
Yeah, we're into tire shredding.
Make some money, Bubba.
I need to think about something after work. I mean, you know, this fucking radio thing.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, we almost lost our entire empire last week.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly put a dent in it.
Yeah. I think you'd be a great tire shredder.
Tires are dirty, too.
Yeah.
They're dirty.
Yeah, but I mean, they can make some green, though.
Mommy, you wouldn't be my tire shopper.
Oh, of course I would. If I wasn't, you said radio's done, you're done, I would be your tire shredder. 5 a.m., show up, boss. Whatever you need. I'll tire it up.
I gotta pee.
I'd rob people for tires.
I'd rob people for tires?
At gunpoint? Mommy, people are paying you.
You can just go to a fucking tire shop and say, give me your tires, and they'll say, take as many as you want.
No.
You gotta pay for these motherfuckers.
Say, you know what, it's $1 a tire. It's $1 a tire.
What are we getting? Lowest person out there? I like Blitz. He said $3 a tire.
Well, I mean, you know, that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you could listen to that all day.
Yeah, instead of.
Now, that's what you need right there. That's a sorting fucking deal.
It's like $190,000 machine.
It says $1,900.
Yeah, that's pre-shipping from Hong Kong.
Oh, you know what, though, Blitz?
Look, they take the shreds.
Yeah, they're taking the big ones.
See, that's what it is. The rough shred takes it to this plant, and this plant fucking separates.
Or you got to buy a rough shred and then have one of these machines, too. You got to have a rough shredder.
Probably.
And then you got to have one of these shredders. Fuck, mm-hmm. I don't have I'm not going to have any place on my property to even race anymore. I'm just going to be a goddamn tire shredding operation.
Yeah.
I knew somebody that had one of these machines, and he bought it used, but it was broken, and he never got it fixed.
Oh, no.
Who is it?
Him and I don't talk anymore. Oh. That's the problem. Him and I aren't friends anymore.
Brother.
Yeah, Hogan's.
Hogan had a tire shredder machine.
Hogan's tire shredder.
Is he down at Clearwater Beach shredding tires?
Do some tire shredding, brother.
Here we go. This is
karaoke.
Here we go. This is tire shredding. This is $4,200. No, this is $9,000. I just want to see what the byproduct looks like. Again, Blitz, I think this is going to be. Shut up, Audie. You can go home if you want, bitch. You're irritating me a lot. Yeah, that's way too big for me. I need a finer. unless, Lummy, you could find somebody to buy the big, big bulky.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, there might be somebody, but Blitz, they're going to have to double handle it at that point.
Yeah, so they'll probably pay pennies on the dollar then.
Yeah, I'm getting fucked. I don't know how we got on this fucking rabbit hole.
Can you imagine all the truckers that listen would drop their big-ass tires off to you at the track?
It's a fucking tire racket. What the fuck?
This has been the worst podcast. You know what? We might have put this one up. We had a hard drive issue with a fucking Fernie Durney backside. We could, you know what? We completely fucking blew it.
Rats ate the drive.
I mean, you know, Anna, even Anna said, like, I fucked up. I fucked up today when I didn't offer my boyfriend. Anna actually said, I fucked up. I didn't offer my boyfriend cookies. He was last to be served. Mm-hmm. He's the king. You know, he's the head of the household in your world, and he should be first served at all times.
And I fucked up, and I admitted I did.
Well, I fucked up with this podcast.
That's okay.
Okay?
I shredded it like the fucking tires.
You know what? You should shred this podcast just like we tried to fucking do the tires. Or maybe we're so goddamn good that we can even make tire shredding funny, but I doubt it. I didn't chuckle one time today. See you tomorrow.